Welcome back to Relatos Zapatistas. Up next we have an interview with Kamau, a member of CR, and we're going to continue talking about the role of police in our communities and the gang injunctions. So, despite community resistance to the gang injunctions imposed onto East Oakland and North Oakland, City Council members Larry Reed and Ignacio de la Fuente have proposed to expand the injunctions. On top of that, there is also a proposed loitering ordinance and a youth curfew that will require youth to be accompanied by an adult after 10 p.m. This Tuesday, October 4th, Oakland City Council will be voting on these issues that strongly affect the way the police are involved in our communities. There's a call out for people, and especially for youth, to come out and attend this Tuesday City Council meeting and voice their opposition to these new proposed measures. It will be taking place at Oakland City Hall on 14th and Broadway, and folks will begin to gather at 5 p.m. I believe that's correct, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So, like I said, I have Kamau here with me in the studio at the moment, and I was hoping if you could explain what an injunction is and what they mean, what the City Council means by expanding it.
So, gang injunctions are a civil suit, not a criminal suit. And so the burden of proof is more so on the people, on the defendants that are put onto the injunctions to remove themselves. And what it does is it restricts their movement within a certain area. In North Oakland, it's 100 block area, and in East Oakland, it's about 400 blocks. And it restricts who they can communicate with. They can't communicate with known gang members publicly. They also can't wear certain clothing or have gang-related paraphernalia, which includes felt tip markers. And the gang injunctions are supposedly a tool to create more safety in these different communities. And in reality, it is isolating individuals, it is criminalizing entire communities, and it is giving the police more authority to racially profile not just the people on these injunction lists, but people of color throughout North and East Oakland.
Wow. So, what do you think the curfews, the youth curfew and the proposed loitering ordinance, on top of that, sort of, on top of the gang injunctions, what else do you think is, why a youth curfew on top of a gang injunction? Why a loitering ordinance? Why do you think?
Initially when the injunctions were proposed, a big thing among City Council and the OPD was saying that no youth were impacted, and a lot of people were really confused as to why there were a lot of young people organizing around them. But that's because a lot of young people realize that once they do turn 18, they are just as likely as anyone else to be put on these injunction lists. And now, instead of this affecting a couple of individuals, they're trying to use these youth curfews to police every single person under the age of 18 in the city of Oakland. And it's not just the youth curfew for the nighttime from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. They're also doing a daytime youth curfew from 8:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. on school days. So it's almost 24 hours of young people being policed in the city of Oakland.
That's ridiculous. So, well, even though there's little evidence that youth curfews actually have prevented crimes, why do you think that the city of Oakland would still vote to increase this sort of policing? And also, what do you think this type of policing really means for our communities?
The city of Oakland is using not only the gang injunctions and the youth curfews, but the loitering ordinances as well, to not only suppress communities of color and the organizing that has happened since these injunctions have been introduced, but they're also using it to appear tough on crime because they want to increase the amount of businesses that are coming into the city, and that's the only way that they feel they can do it. Clearly, these policies and these laws are not leading to increased community safety. They're leading to increased incarceration of people in our communities, and that's not something that the City Council is acknowledging, and they're basically trying to police our way out of poverty, and that's not going to work.
Wow. So, well, my next question is, if if Oakland is advocating for this kind of policing of youth and this kind of policing in these communities, then what role do you think injunctions actually play in the state and in the government then?
Injunctions, because the injunctions are, they only have people who have previous records, and a lot of these folks are on parole or on probation and reaching the end of that time. It's another way to re-hook people back into the system. It's another way to surveil people who already have, as I said before, probation and parole and have to check in with parole officers and things like that. And it's also a tool to criminalize and isolate people. It's a tool to divide different community members and separate them into good guys versus bad guys, when in reality, it's not that simple ever. And it's also, now that they're trying to introduce them yet again in these new areas of Deep East Oakland and into West Oakland, it's clearly a response to the organizing that has happened in response to the temporary injunctions in North and East Oakland. Because they see that it's not just random community members, it's not just random activists or, crazy white kids saying this is messed up. It's not only the community members and the folks on the injunction list, but also their friends and their family that are getting involved, that are mobilizing the city hall, that are coming out to the courtroom to show solidarity with people, that are talking about not just the injunctions and how they impact our communities, but policing as a whole. And so they're trying to increase suppression to kind of break that momentum, and it's not going to work, as people will see on Tuesday at City Hall.
Could you talk a little bit about Tuesday, actually, what the call out entails and what y'all are asking for?
Yes, on Tuesday, this Tuesday, October 4th, at City Hall on 14th and Broadway, people should get there early at 5, and the actual meeting starts at 5:30. City Council is going to be proposing lording ordinances, daytime and nighttime youth curfews, and new injunctions in Deep East and West Oakland. And what we're calling for is for people, community-based organizations, different resource providers, educators, youth, parents, families to come out and speak against the injunctions and speak for what they want instead. Because we know that these aren't solutions that work. Because City Council made the commitment on May 17th not to introduce any more injunctions until there was an independent review of the two that are already temporarily in place, and now they're trying to go back on their word by amending what they put into place on May 17th. So it's also to hold City Council accountable, and it's also to point out the fact that we have said what we wanted and will continue to say what we want, and we're continuing to organize and put in work to build actual healthier and safer communities. And that's what we're there to do on May 17th, and there will be a lot of different happenings throughout the month of October, which people can come to City Hall and find out more about. So we hope to see everyone there on May 17th. If you can't come at 5, come at 5:30. If you can't come at 5:30, come later, because we're going to be there for the long haul all night long, as we were on May 17th.
Cool. We were wondering if you could also talk about what kind of organizing y'all are doing beyond just attending the City Council meetings and calling them out directly, but also what kind of on-the-ground organizing y'all are doing or even advocating for, not necessarily just around the injunctions and policing, but also just safety and community safety.
We've been organizing in addition to coming out to City Hall and things of that nature and going to the court hearings. We've been organizing for a while to push community-based alternatives and talk about what we want instead. Some of the more recent things have been the block parties and murals that have happened in East Oakland. A lot of the work that we're trying to do now is collaborate with other community-based organizations like Eastside Arts Alliance to talk about the resources that are already out there, that are underfunded, that a lot of people don't have access to, and put those out there so that people know more about them. We're also starting to do Know Your Rights workshops and police complaint workshops so that people have a safe place to go to make those complaints about the police, find out more about what their rights are, and figure out next steps. And information about all of those things will be on stoptheinjunction.wordpress.com. And also, earlier in the year, we had an entire week of action, which was introduced and led by youth in Stop the Injunctions Coalition. So there were community bike rides. There were over 40 Know Your Rights workshops throughout the city of Oakland in high schools, middle schools, and community centers. We've had vigils for peace because we definitely acknowledge that there is violence and harm happening in our communities, but we know that by bringing police in there, that only increases it. So we've been doing a wide variety of things, and we'll continue to switch it up as much as City Council does. And so, yeah, if people want to find out more, again, you can check out stoptheinjunction.wordpress.com. We check it regularly, and we're always looking to connect with more people.